You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
This is how you know you're old. When you can't even stay out late.
Like, and not feel midnight.
Like, yeah, past midnight. And just feel like complete shit the next day. Just tired and run down.
Yep. Well, you just turned 40, right?
I turned fucking 40. 38, asshole.
You said that last year.
No. No. Yeah, that was a good time having everybody over.
Yeah.
Didn't cause too much trouble other than that fucking gift you got me.
You watch it yet?
No.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, it's going to get re-gifted to somebody else.
Yeah, he's going to watch it.
I got to get it out of this house as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Before somebody stumbles upon it. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so by the next episode, we should have a conversation about Destroyer 666 show in Kansas City. Because we'll have been out there by then.
Once it gets canceled.
Nah. And then the Doyle show the day after it, back here in St. Louis. So, that's cool.
Did you say the Doyle show was on Monday?
Yeah, Monday night.
What the fuck?
You're going to go. You're going to meet us there.
I'm already tired just thinking about it.
You're tired. We're going to be coming from Kansas City. Look, like me and Brennan are in our 20s, being able to go to two shows in a row, back-to-back nights.
Yeah, but you're just driving for 5 hours. I gotta work all day.
Please. Work? You'll be there.
You sound like my wife. No. Well, you work all day. Think you're awesome.
Did she tell you that?
Yeah.
The Riot Room we're going to, that was pretty cool. I've been there before. I don't remember. Who the fuck did I see there? Darkest Hour and Rivers of the Nile. What's that?
Blake Shelton?
No. No. I saw him somewhere else.
You missed that one.
I saw him somewhere else. But yeah. I don't know. What time are we going to leave, Brendan?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. I figure the earlier the better. Yeah. Get down there and hang out. Since we're off.
How are we getting there?
I'll drive.
Yeah, okay.
But Steve's going to fly. You can drive.
Yeah, I'm taking a flight there.
Chartering a plane.
Yeah.
Private jet.
It's only a 400 round trip from St. Louis to Kansas City. It's not a big deal. I'll drive. I got to take the Jeep. It's,
you have to pay for jet fuel too, though.
Yeah, no, Brennan's gonna pay for the jet fuel.
That's only a couple grand,
right? No, it'll be smarter for me to drive.
Yeah,
because your truck will just eat up gas. We're gonna take the motorcycle. You're gonna have to ride on back.
I told you need to buy a sidecar.
Fuck that.
That'd be awesome. Just get those little goggles.
Get the goggles. Get some aviator goggles. Yeah, there you go. They make ones that are actually weighted for an adult on there.
What do you mean?
Like for an actual... Because like I've heard of people like getting them for like dogs and shit, but they only fit up to 100-something pounds. Right, you know what I mean? Right. They're not built for an adult and a goddamn grown-ass man to sit in there.
They have sidecars for dogs?
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not getting a fucking sidecar. I'll drive, and then we're staying at Harrah's Casino. It was cheap. $90 for the night. And when I got on, like, Expedia or whatever, well, I have a code to get a, family and friends discount for Drury Inn. And I put that in, and it was still, like, $115 for the night. But, I mean, you get to eat for free.
Yeah.
Because they offer, like, food and shit. But then I was like, well, let me see what else I can find. See if I find something cheaper in Harrah's. I went to a PPG class there a couple of years ago, right across the street. And that's where I was supposed to be staying, was at the Harrah's. But whoever booked the rooms for us, like the whole class, everybody came from the surrounding area to get certified. And they all stayed at Harrah's. And the asshole who booked us, like, put us in the fucking ghetto somewhere. So, like, me and two other guys had to stay in some fucking The hotel wasn't, it wasn't bad. It was clean. It was not, it was a, it was decent, just but it was in a shit area.
Yeah,
cause even the instructor was like, where's everybody staying at? And everybody's like, well, we're right there at the Harris across the street. Go. And our guy's like,
what the fuck?
No, our guy's like, we're not, we're blah, blah, blah. He said where we were at. And the instructor's like, oh God. He's like, why'd they put you there? That's not a good area. We're like, fuck. I mean, I was only there for two nights, but
better get home before it gets dark.
Yeah. Like, great. But so I kind of know where it's at. Kind of, but fuck, when I, like I said, when I was, did like Expedia or whatever, I don't even remember, it was only, it like popped up $75 or something, or $79 for the night, and I was like, well, fuck, that's cheaper than Drury Inn. All right.
I've never been to Kansas City.
Really?
Ever.
This will be my,
drove past it once.
My, this will be my third time going. So I went for that class.
I hear like mixed reviews.
Like
I guess there's crap areas and there's nice areas.
I mean, it ain't much different than St. Louis. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like going to Chicago or going to...
It's all the same, just smaller.
Just a, yeah, it's smaller, you know. Just, I don't know. It was cool. I didn't have any bad experiences. I went there for that class, so I didn't really see too much. We went to the city at night to eat once. The next time I went was... No, I guess I've only... How many times did I say I've been there?
Three times?
No, I guess I've only been there twice. This will be the third time going. Yeah. So, twice. And then me and Mike... And Tim went for a concert, and then we went went there, saw the band. The next day, we went to Boulevard Brewing, went to a tour there. That was cool. I got fucked up on that tour. We hadn't eaten anything, and we took like the VIP tour, which because they have a free tour and a VIP, which was only like $20 or something, $25, but you get a little more in depth, and you get to do a pairing afterwards. Yeah. We get to. They had like four or five things to eat and then a beer, which each one to see how it changes the taste of the beer when you eat this certain food, which I've never really done before, but it was pretty cool because they had beers I didn't like.
Right.
Like the bourbon aged stuff, which I'm not a fan of because I don't like bourbon. And you know, you drink it first and it's like, ugh, I don't like this. But then you ate like a piece of some weird cheesecake and then drank it again and it completely changed the taste. I was just like, oh, that's kind of cool. But the right out the gate,
who the fuck's gonna eat cheesecake while
they? I don't remember. I don't fucking remember. Yeah, it was some kind of dessert. I don't remember what the fuck it was. But we get there and they have like a little bar area, and you get a free drink right off the bat. So it was 11 in the morning. I haven't eaten anything, and we were up partying all night anyways. I don't think we went to bed till like 4 in the morning. I had to get back up and get out of there by like 10:30. So I don't even remember what I got. I think they had like some kind of test cider that they were thinking about putting out. So I tried it.
Like hard cider?
Yeah, it was just like a hard cider.
You probably like that because it's fruity.
Yeah. And we went into the first part of the tour and they give you a glass of that Tank 7.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I drank that and it's like, oh, the room starts spinning. That's pretty potent stuff. It was good, but it was a cool tour. And then after that, after drinking there a bunch, because then we went to the bar there and I think you got some free drinks there, like in a different bar. And then we left there and went to some other place in the city, which was a bar that had like, oh, fuck, I don't even remember, dude, it had been like 50 tappers lined up on the wall and you pour your own. Yeah. And it charges you by the ounce.
Oh, uh-huh.
You have like a little credit card that you scan and then it starts charging you, and I fucking put, dude, I didn't even fill the glass up halfway, it was under a half a glass and it was $12 because I didn't pay attention to how much it was.
I'll say that could get real expensive.
Yeah, and that's what Mike was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like that was $12. I was mad. He's like, what are you doing, didn't you look at the price? I'm like, no, I just figured they were all roughly around the same price. They were not. I paid $12 for not even a half a glass of beer. Oh, it's bad.
Of the beer.
Nah, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't worth
$12.
Hell no. Not when I can buy a whole fucking 12 pack of something. Yeah. Well, not good beer, you can't. I could get a whole fucking 30 pack of Natty Light.
Hells yeah. That's all we drink around here.
Yeah. Carbonated water with just a splash of alcohol in it. That's why it's so cheap, because you have to drink so much to get drunk. You couldn't afford it if it was normal price beer.
That reminds me of what I was telling you the other day. When people that have the means to drink whatever. Anything. And they still drink Natty Light.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that.
I'm confused. You got a big house, got like 3 cars.
Boat.
I don't drink Natty Light.
Get a boat. Maybe that's why. Maybe all their money's tied up in other things. And it's like,
they can't afford to drink.
I can't afford to drink. I got my boat. I got my house, my 3 cars, my 2 motorcycles. Dude, it's got to give somewhere. Give me that Natty Light. It's $12 for a 30 pack. About 15 in, I'll start feeling it. Or you can just go get a 6-pack of something and be knocked out because it's 10% each bottle.
I just don't get it. Like, I get it if you're like a college student, you know.
No, no, there's a time and place for it for sure. Like I said, if like Natty Light, the only time I don't drink. I don't even know when the last time I drank it. But like, if you had to tell me that's all I'm going to have on a float trip, I'd be fine because I'm going to fall in the river. I'm going to probably waste most of the cans because I'm, like I said, I'm getting knocked into the river or what? You're spilling it all over. Blah, who cares? When you start taking expensive beer, that sucks. And you're like, fuck. This was expensive. Because my dad used to work for Illinois Distributing, which is a company that delivered for Anheuser-Busch on the Illinois side. And they had a thing, what they call breakage, like all the shit that comes back off the truck that broke, like if a case had a.
Broke open. Had one broke
open. One broke open. They can't sell the case. Yeah. So they dump it in a room. And I think what they would do is they would eventually repack a new case out of mixing, you know, like,
right.
Okay, we got 2 Budweiser cases that are busted. They'll make it into one. It's good.
And just put it back on the line.
Put it back on the line. Or you can go in there with a box and $5, fill that box up and take it home.
If you work there.
Yes.
That's cool.
Now the box that you can take in there would fit 2 cases.
Size of a refrigerator box.
Yeah, it was like a refrigerator box. It would fit 2 cases of beer for right. $5. So I would call him up when I had a float trip, like, hey, I need a box of beer. And he'd be like, what do you want? So Bud Light was obviously always gone first because that's what everybody there drank.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, just give me Natty. No problem, because nobody drank. Even the workers there don't drink that shit.
Right.
But I'd get a box of it for $5. And whoever wants to drink it can drink it because I'm not going to drink it all. And they're just, I bet I would only drink half a can because I'm spilling it all over the place. Who gives a fuck? I got 2 cases of beer for $5. I don't give a shit. I'm fucking spraying it on my friends and I'm just doing stupid shit with it all day. You know, now I'm going and I got.
You spray beer on your friends?
Oh, why not? I have one buddy that used to fucking bust.
Beer on me. Has he sprayed beer on you or did he do that a lot too?
So. Have you ever been on a float trip with us? Jared used to fucking take beer. He'd pick the can up and just keep smashing over his head till it explode. Like, it wasn't open. He'd just keep hammering his forehead till it break and he'd start spraying. Then he'd like start drinking out of it that way. Yeah. And he would do it so much that his head would be all welted up.
I was going to say, while the blood runs down his face.
Oh, yeah. No, he never cut himself, but he'd have welts on his head because he'd get drunk and be like, do it again. Okay. It'd look like someone's just punching him in the fucking head all day.
Natty Light.
Yeah, we were young and dumb.
You probably just drink the river water and get the same effect.
Maybe.
Feel a little.
Probably get less of the shits from drinking the river water. Now it's just, whatever. Fuck, I don't even know. I guess I brought some beer last year because Mike usually brews some stuff and brings it. And because we didn't float last year when we went because they were.
You're old.
No, he called. Like 6 months out to book because he does that to reserve the sites that we get.
Yeah.
And then he went to do to book the rafts and they were like, well, that's pretty far out. We'd rather you just, can you do it like 4 months?
Yeah,
we usually don't start booking out till 4 months ahead of time. So he's
why would you book a campsite and not be able to book a raft?
Well, it's 2 different companies. They don't.
You think
not,
they would align themselves with each other?
Because the Army Corps of Engineering owns the park, and this place is just right next to it, does canoe rental. So they're not technically not associated.
Yeah.
It's just a good location to put a thing. So they were like, oh, call back and like when it's 4 months out. So he did. Like, I think he waited. I think he missed it by a week or no, she told him to do it 4 to 5 weeks out from the trip. That's what it was. So he called and... Oh, we're all booked up on that day. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? He was so mad. So we didn't get to float, and we already had the shit all booked down there. So we just went and, you know, posted up on the river, and he brought, you know, he brings his beer, and we sit out there. And
that's when they say that, like, oh, it's too early to book. That's when you hang up and just call back the next day and get the next person.
That'll next person.
Tell you opposite thing of what that right. person. That was that person saying, "Well, I'm gonna get off here in 10 minutes, and I don't really want
to." Right. Yeah.
That's
so
really what that meant.
So we pretty much got fucked over last year and didn't get to float
because of laziness.
And it was kind
of
funny because everybody that's floating goes right by the campsite that we book. We're right on the river, mm-hmm. and you have to go by it to dump your raft. Right. So we expected it. Well, you know what? If it's full and there's no more spots, that means there's going to be a lot of people coming by. So that'd still be pretty interesting because everybody's going to be fucked up by the time they get down to us.
Sure.
So we should be able to see some. We hardly saw anybody come by. Ugh. Like, where the fuck are all these people?
You probably could have went up there the day of and be like, do you just have like a couple extra rafts?
Right. I'm sure people that canceled.
They've probably been like, sure.
Yeah, it's just not worth it at that point. Yeah, I guess. So. I don't know. This year we're thinking about going somewhere. He's talking about getting like a cabin somewhere, like 3 hours south of here. I don't know where. Or what the fuck was the name of it? North? Was it North Fork River? That sound familiar?
Nope. There's only 10,000 rivers in Missouri. Mm.
I never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
But he looked it up and there's a cabin there. So we might like get this big ass fucking cabin, which I'm not opposed to because I would love to sleep in air conditioning.
Moving on up. That's the worst part.
Yeah, just sleeping in the fucking and then
hot ass tent.
Yeah,
you know the worst part is when you have to take a bus. At the end, you have to take that school bus back to your campsite.
Oh no! See, we don't have to do that.
Yeah,
ours is the opposite.
Summer, we're opposite.
You take the bus to float. Right,
that's the good way.
Yeah,
having to take that damn bus rocking around when you're all
drunk. No, we were always lucky about the river we go to. They bus you upriver. You float down to the campsite.
Yeah.
And then they have trucks you can jump in the back of. And they may drive buses down there for you to get on. But, I mean, they just go across a bridge and you're right there. I mean, you're talking 2 minutes. Hey. We wouldn't even get on. We would just walk across the river, through the campsite, to our car, and get in them. You know, we're like, fuck it, I'll just walk.
Did I ever tell you about my buddy that got lost on a float?
No.
So my wife puts together a float every year with her friends. And it ranges from, like... 15 to 30 people.
Yeah.
Who knows? Every year. It just depends who can go, who can't.
Right.
So we got a shit ton of people. So we usually have 2, 3, maybe 4 rafts.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop, you know, we stop on the sandbars and whatever and do shit. Somehow, one of our friends got left behind.
Oh, fuck. Now, is there a bunch of other people around?
Yeah, there's a bunch
of
other people.
Okay, okay.
I think he jumped on a raft with some chicks or something.
Okay.
And we're like, good for him. Whatever.
Right, right.
But then we got separated. Well, at some point, I guess the chicks didn't want him on the raft.
Oh, no.
Or he left them. And he wasn't around anyone.
Oh, no.
So, for whatever reason, instead of just swimming the rest of the way, which it would be a bitch, you had to swim several miles, he crawls up on shore and decides to just start walking.
Bad
so
idea.
He's in swim trunks.
Yep.
He didn't, you know, just, that's it. And he's walking. Most likely through some farmer's field, which the year earlier, some dude had been shot and killed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For walking through a farmer's field.
Like, yeah, I remember guess, that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And so he's doing the same thing basically now. And so we don't know where he's at. We don't really care. We're all
right.
Smashed. But we get back to the campsite. He's not there.
Oh, God.
He's not there. But about an hour later, this like creeper van pulls up to the campsite, and he jumps out. And he's got like one shoe, and like he like twisted his ankle or something.
Yeah. Somebody help me!
So the story is, he started walking. He's like walking through woods, has one shoe.
Oh my God!
Finds a main road. And just stops and passes out next to a mailbox on this main road. So these guys, I guess they're locals.
Right.
Find him, pick him up. He gets in their creeper van.
Oh, my God.
And they're actually nice enough to take him back to our campsite and drop his
Jesus
ass off.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, I think we end up leaving because he went to like the... He went to the hospital for whatever he did to his ankle. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. But I was like, dude, you know, you got lucky. And I go, that was a mess. That sounds like a mess. I mean, he looked like hell when they dropped him off.
Right. They Mike told me a story, because this is when he used to, he's the one that always puts these float trips together. And for the first few years, I never got to go because scheduling. He would schedule it when I already had other shit going on. So, and I'm not sure which river they were at on this one, but him and Jarrett decided to sleep out on the riverbank. So, on the sandbar. So they're, and they're fucked up. Yeah. Now, right
are they,
there.
Are they sharing a sleeping bag?
Yes. It was a one man, but they were both in it.
it's hard to do.
You can fit. So the river is not deep there, but right across, it there's not another sandbar on the other side. It's crossed.
Okay.
You go across, and it's like a hill or like a washout.
A steep embankment.
Yes. And you're not walking up it.
Right.
So Mike passes out on the sandbar, and he wakes up to Jarrett, like, walking around. And then he's watching him. And he walks out into the river, walks across the river, loses his shoes. He was in sandals, lost his sandals, and woke up on the other side. He was sleepwalking. And, woke up on the other side, holding on to the embankment, screaming, Mike, help me. You got to come over and help me. And Mike's just laying on the ground laughing at him, wouldn't go over and help him because he lost his sandals, and he made him swim back on his own. You're like, can you imagine that, being so fucked up and you just wake up standing on the other side of the river?
How do you walk through water and not wake up?
I don't know. He was fucked up. Shit. It's like, Jesus Christ, you guys.
Sleepwalkers creep me out.
Yeah, my kid used to do it.
That's creepy.
That's why we'd lock this back door up on the top, mm-hmm. so she couldn't reach up and hit the slide lock. And that's why there's a chain on the front door that's up high. Oh, that's why I put it all the way up on the top. It's not a security thing, keep people out. It's to keep her from opening the door and running out. Not that she ever did, but, you know, it scares you. It's like, fuck, what if you don't hear her get up? We used to hear her in the middle of the night get up, and all of a sudden you just hear someone running through the house. Like, what the fuck? My wife would have to get up and go out there and say, what the fuck's going on? And she's just running around and doesn't know what's going on.
It's freaky. Yeah. I guess my niece.
There's intruders in your house. You send your wife out there to check it out.
No, we knew it was her. You hear her little feet. When they're little, they just run. They don't walk anywhere.
Yeah.
Like when they're like 5 or 6, it seems like. They're just like, yeah. At least she did. She didn't walk. It was, I got to go to my room. She just take off running. Oh, I got to go to my room. Take off running. So it was the same thing. You hear her little feet running across the floor.
Yeah, they run. They don't always walk. Because evidently my niece sleepwalks sometimes. And my my sister, she poked her head out the hallway.
Yeah.
And just to see what was going on. And she saw her standing over there, looking down into the corner at the end of the hallway. I'm like, that's fucking freaky. And then she turns around and just bolts straight at her. And my sister jumps back, back into her bedroom.
Right.
And then she stops and is just standing there staring at a bookshelf. I'd be so freaked the hell out, dude.
Because my daughter used to do that. She'd wake up because she'd always fall asleep on the couch and before she'd go to bed. And she'd wake up and sit up and be like the Exorcist. You know, she'd sit up straight up and then she'd turn her head real slow and look at you. And I'd be like, what? But she wouldn't. She'd be looking at me, but through me.
Right, right, yeah.
And it's the craziest look in their eyes, and you're like,
"No, it's creepy."
And I'm like, ugh. "I'm getting scared." It's like, "It's like go back to sleep."
Call 911.
Yeah, it's like, should I shoot her? I don't know.
It's a zombie. She's a zombie. She switched.
And you can have a conversation with her, and she's not. Doesn't make any sense.
Really?
You know? What are you doing? I've got a playground and rain. What? Nothing. Just oh my god, Jesus. That shit's scary.
That's creepy, for sure.
All right, what do you want to play? Brendan. He zoned out.
That's your cue.
He fucking checked out.
He's sleepwalking right now.
Oh, god damn it, Brendan.
Bestiality.
Okay. we just lost a shit ton of listeners.
This is going to be a wholesome song.
Yes.
Bye. That was by Bestiality. They are out of Stockholm, Sweden, and they can be found at bestiality.bandcamp.com.
Be sure to put the Bandcamp in there. Don't go to bestiality.com.
No. And it's spelled B-E-A-S-T-I-A-L-I-T-Y.
Oh.
Not Bestiality.
Oh, is that how I spelled it?
No, but I think it's supposed to be spelled Bestiality.
I don't know. Wow.
For some reason. I don't know.
Why do you think that?
Because when he looks it up, that's what comes up.
No, and I was looking up on the...
Oh, God damn it. So the FBI is on their way.
So you just made that up.
No, that's the band made that up. They spell it different.
It's spelled either way, but Bestiality is the correct way to spell it. For some reason. Not Bestiality.
How do you know all this?
Because I've looked it up. And I've looked up the correct spelling.
Oh man, there, you should not answer because no matter what you say, Brendan, just makes you look really bad.
But yeah, I mean, it can why be don't spelled
you
either way?
You should blame your brother. Blame your brother. He used to make us watch nasty videos.
Not like that.
No, not that nasty. This would just be like chicks shitting into other chicks' mouths.
Yeah,
that kind of nasty. That's perfectly legal. Yeah. I think.
Okay, so as long as they're all willing.
Yeah, it was willing. It wasn't rape. They were all like, oh, please shit my mouth. And I'm like, okay.
All right, moving on.
What's the next band?
Next band is Speed Claw, and the song is Beast in the Mist.
Speed!
That was Beast in the Mist by Speedclaw. They are out of Rijeka, Croatia. And you can find them at speedclaw.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, they're good. Good band. Brendan.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you this. So we sent out some stickers to California. And to a couple
people, people actually want them.
Yeah,
you can laugh.
You can laugh all you want, motherfucker. Yeah. People, we get emails and want stickers.
Yeah,
so fuck you.
Okay.
These gentlemen have their own podcast.
Yeah.
Rest in Noise.
Okay.
It's called, and they mentioned that in the email, and I've been listening to it at work, and they gave us a shout out on their show.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're good. They talk metal and stuff, but they're more. They talk about the. You know what's going on in the metal world.
Current events.
Yeah, current stuff.
Gotcha.
About stuff that people actually give a shit about.
Unlike us, yeah. They're legit. We're not. Yeah.
I think they felt bad for us.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we'll help promote you shit bums.
Yeah. Since I knew I quit my job to fucking give out stickers.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
No, yeah, thank you. Yeah, check them out. They have a YouTube. They do more. I think they're mainly like a YouTube podcast. It's a video,
okay.
But they also have they put the audio out there because I listen to it on my iTunes. So YouTube page, I can't remember. Yeah, because if you put in Rest in Noise, it's not that. It's something else comes up. I'll put a link in the show notes. So go to the show notes if you're listening, and you can find a link to it. What's next?
Next, we've got Death Preacher playing the song The Infection.
Taking over, endless
That was The Infection.
Here we go, bro.
Okay, stop laughing. You're making me... That was The Infection by Death Preacher out of Maple Ridge, British Columbia. And you can find them at deathpreacher.bandcamp.com.
Sorry, Brendan.
All right.
No disrespect to the band. We just fuck with Brendan when he goes to, right before we start recording, say something to make him start laughing. Shit, we have to throw this dude off because otherwise it's no fun.
Yeah, he just sounds like a fucking computer all the time.
Yeah, so we gotta fuck with him.
That was Death Preacher. With The Infection. From Maple Ridge, British Columbia.
I gotta at least mess him up once a month and do something. It's fun. It's fun.
Like, what was it? He should be a voice for like navigation or something.
I'd listen to it. I'd have him on my phone.
You like ask him how to get somewhere and he just starts off with
That would be awesome, actually.
Make a left at Fifth Avenue.
No, not Fifth. No. start giving you wrong directions at first.
We were
driving. I fucked up. Don't turn here.
Me and my wife were driving around. We were looking at new houses and stuff and going in looking at new houses and dreaming or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And so one of the streets, it was spelled K-I-L-A-R-E lane. But the way it came up on the navigation was, make a left at Killer Lane. Like, Killer Lane!
No.
That's where I want to live.
Yeah, because it does that. If you, on my phone, if I'm going to St. Louis, it'll say, take the exit to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. It's like, this is 2018. You can't fucking, it can't say St. Louis. St. Louis. God, come on.
I've noticed it does say that. Yeah. It can't pronounce half.
No.
90% of the
streets. No, because most of the time I'm always like, what the fuck are they talking about? And I'm like, oh, they don't know how to pronounce that.
It's like we have a huge road called Lindbergh Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think people know who Lindbergh was.
Yeah.
Flew across the Atlantic. Can't say that. They like, Lindbergh. I'm like, what? What was that? What were they doing?
And it seems like it says some names like super fast. Like what a real person would do if they can't pronounce it. Yeah, it's a little limber. Say it real quick because you just don't want people to know that you can't pronounce it. It's right. Like your GPS does the right. Same thing. So come on, you can't get that thing to fucking say a normal street name or. Now I'm pissed off. Just play a song.
Got another Canadian band. This is the Black Nine playing Sick Society. Than water. That was Sick Society by Black Nine out of Toronto, Canada. And you can find them at soundcloud.com/black-9-5834 5834 2115.
Is that their phone number?
Yeah.
Does the internet work different in Canada?
Yeah.
You have to put
your phone number in after the
serial number of shit behind every.
I don't know. I don't know enough about SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Mm. We have a SoundCloud page. I don't ever fucking put anything on it. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe it's bigger up in Canada.
Yeah, because if you go to SoundCloud/black-9, it takes you to some other.
Takes you to some other thing.
Some Croatian bands thing. So don't go to that one. Go to the 5834211151.
There you go. Yeah.
You didn't say it right. 9-5834.
Well, you might as well finish it.
2-1-1-5.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, we got one more left. If you like the show, hit us up. Let us know how we're doing. You can do that at empathicaradio@gmail.com. If you have a band that you want to get played on the show, do it to the same address. If you want free stickers to the show, send us your address. It's to that email address, empathicaradio@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram @empathicaradio. You can find me on Instagram @empathicasmitty. We have a Facebook page. You'll find us. Just type it in Empathic Radio.
Spotify.
We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music. Our hosting sites, Podbean. I think that's all our promos. I don't know.
Yeah, let's go take it.
Don't forget your stickers.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
God, man, you what sticker. The fuck? We got headphones on.
You been here?
Do I need to turn the volume up on those? Fucker. All right, look, we're going to play the song, and then we're going to have a serious fucking conversation when the mics are off.
Okay.
Come on. Now he's trying to avoid it.
Yeah. Can we talk a little more, fellas?
All right. This is Daggerlust out of Portland, Oregon. You can find them at VRASUBATLAT.bandcamp.com. And the name of the song is Augury.